It's 10 before the 8 o'clock hour, and happy to have with me live in the studio here at WKYK is County Commission Chair Jeff Whitson. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. First, I want to say thank you for being here. I called you late yesterday afternoon and said, can you come up and talk? And I didn't have anything urgent, but I just thought we'd check in and let everyone know kind of what's happening with all of the events that are happening.
Absolutely. There's a whole lot of uncertainty out there. There's a lot of confusion and some unknown. And I appreciate the opportunity to allow us to come and give kind of an update on everything that's going on. And there's definitely been a whole lot going on. You don't have to look very far seeing the news or hearing the news about all the events that are happening and taking place as far as closures and a lot of uncertainty out there. And we do have some things that we're doing in the county to kind of offset some of the things that you're hearing.
It seems like it's been a month since we had the emergency declaration, and it was just earlier this week. And I want to say how things just seemed so smooth and so good there. It seemed to me that everyone was working well together. No one was trying to take charge.
Absolutely.
And everybody just doing a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
So tell us more about along that line.
Well, this is truly a time, if I can say this for sure, not to be to politicize or to criticize leadership at any level. We need to understand this is uncharted water. We've never been here before.
Yeah.
And with that being said, there's a tremendous learning curve for everybody and an adjustment that we need to take hold of and understand. And there's going to be mistakes made, but we don't need to be pointing fingers. And what we need to do is understand that we need to learn from these mistakes and go forward and capture and take hold of the things that we've done right. And that's at all levels of government and leadership. So
one thing for sure is everyone's trying their best. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
About that.
The cooperation that we've seen has been unparalleled. That's one great thing about living here, Mike. It's the community always seems to come together. America always seems to come together when there's tragedy or there's an emergency event like this. And you've got to put those accolades out there to those people. The town of Burnsville, so many nonprofit organizations have stepped up, and I'm going to give some shout outs to those people here in a few minutes, those that have been working tirelessly to get some things done that has been so needed in the county.
There's definitely been a lot of those folks, so tell us about some of those.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to let everybody know that our priorities are people. We're working hard trying to stay ahead of this curve. We're trying to understand the needs that everybody has. The people that have been at the forefront of this for the most part, I've got to say what a tremendous job that Jeff Howe with our emergency management coordinator.
Yeah.
He has stepped up and done such a tremendous job.
And he brings a calmness to it all.
Absolutely.
Too. That's what I like about that.
That it does. And he has stayed on top of all the meetings. He has stayed in touch with every single government agency and those in the medical field that needs to be. He has coordinated so many meetings. He has got so many different organizations together with our EMS and some things that we don't see every day and that we take for granted. But Jeff Howe's done a tremendous job with that. Our county manager, Miss Lynn Austin, has worked tirelessly. Her plate was full. Now she has a platter and it's overflowing.
It is.
She has done a tremendous job. It's been amazing how she's been able to gather everybody together and pull them together.
She juggles very well.
She has juggled very well. And like I say, this is uncharted water. This is something new. And she has stepped up to the plate and done a tremendous job. Our senior center, Jackie Thomas at the senior center, has done a great job. You know, when I say the priority of and the health and the welfare of our people, first of all is our children and then our seniors. And that's been a priority for us. Jackie Thomas has done a great job at the senior center, keeping some things open. I'm going to read some things about that here in just a few minutes. The Yancey County School System, Miss Amos, and all of her great team, what they've been doing, they have been a tremendous help. All the volunteers at the senior center, with the Meals on Wheels, they've done a tremendous job. Actually got more people coming in trying to volunteer and help out. That's been a great help. John Miller at the Reconciliation House, done a tremendous job. They have stepped up and done some things and filled in some gaps that we could not provide. a prescription pad, for instance, Anthony Randolph at Prescription Pad. They've been willing to deliver prescriptions for those that can't get out, especially some of the elders. The Yancey County Government Office in general has been been great. Everybody's worked together. The mayor and the town of Burnsville, we've got together and we've done some things and planned some things. And it's just been a good, and everybody's just worked really good together.
I want everyone to understand that a lot of these rules and regulations come down from the state.
Absolutely.
Most of what we're dealing with is state mandated.
It is.
And so we're just trying to implement what has to be done or, you know, required by the
right.
state.
And even those that are not mandated, we're trying to follow the guidelines of the suggestions that the governor and the president are making. We're just trying to fit in that and see what works well for Yancey County. We're trying to stay within the realm of reality here for Yancey County. And, you know, everybody's different. We have a niche county here where we're rural, very rural, and that's to our advantage. We don't have the flux of people where we have to worry about large gatherings in different places.
We're not rubbing elbows in the subway.
Right, exactly. Sure. And we don't have the malls and the big places like that to go. So we are blessed. And I do want to say that, as of right now, as of yesterday afternoon, I should say, there are no reported or confirmed cases of the COVID-19 virus in Yancey County. And as far as I know, as of yesterday, in Mitchell or Madison County. So we are in a very good position. Not to say that the worst can't happen,
right. But
we are preparing for that. We're making sure that the sanitation of all of our government offices and everything that we have somewhat of a control over are stepping up and going farther than they should go, or above and beyond, for instance, for hand sanitizing and making sure that our buildings are a lot cleaner than they normally are.
Right.
We've got Huskins Cleaning, thanks to Burl for being able to and willing to come in way more often than he normally does and sanitize everything.
You know, when we first started talking about this possibility of long-term closing schools, the first idea that came up was, oh, no, because a lot of kids get their best meal at school.
True.
And we thought that was going to be a problem, but, wow, our local restaurants stepped up, and before, ironically, they stepped up, and then now they got closed.
Exactly. And but I think they're still trying to – they're evolving with this just like we
are. They are.
They are stepping up to the plate and volunteering many local restaurants, including Bubba's Good Eats, Home Place, Hog Hollow Pizza, Babe's Pizza, and McDonald's. They're offering or planning to offer lunch options for children in need. And that's just an awesome thing. And I think some of the deliveries are going to be through the school system and what they're doing.
And we talked about supporting those local restaurants. And, you know, luckily we've had warm weather. You know, you can order from a restaurant and eat in your car like the good old days.
Right,
and
right,
so
exactly.
That's worked out very well.
Yeah, I remember years and years ago when Little Smokies was a drive-in, and we would, after school, some of us before football and everything, would go and drive in the curb hop, and it's kind of like that now. Of course, a whole lot different scenario, but those things are coming back to play.
And, you know, along that line, I wanted to mention something about grocery stores, and, of course, not just in our county, but everywhere, there's always that fear and that run on groceries. And, you know, I think in any time you could have a run on groceries and clean out a grocery store. That could happen by any town, anywhere. The grocery stores count on everyone buying groceries like normal,
right.
And then plenty is going to be there. And I think that's the situation now. There's not a worry there, is there?
No, and what we have understood, speaking to a manager at Ingles, there's not a shortage of anything. There's just they're not able to get trucks in fast enough to get the demand.
Unpack it, get it on the shelves.
They have the supply. They just can't meet the demand right now. Yeah. That's the problem. And, of course, the toilet paper issue has been a thing, blunt of a whole lot of jokes and many different.
And not just here, everywhere.
It's everywhere. It is everywhere. And there's no shortage of that either from what we understand. Keeping the supply on the shelves, that's the problem.
You know, the good thing, though, is here in the mountains and being mountain people, I can't imagine what it would take for people in this area to not have food and
True.
For others to not have enough toilet paper or food to give to a neighbor. And
Right.
they would, and you know they would.
Absolutely.
So we have less of a reason to panic on that than anywhere.
Exactly. You think about living in a city or a very large metropolitan area where those people are used to going to the market or the grocery store or a place to get their food daily.
And you don't know your neighbor.
Right. And plus you don't know your neighbor. And you're very standoffish, especially in a time of emergency like this. You know, they're very standoffish. And we have the luxury and the blessing of being able to go to the grocery store once a week or once a month. And we know our neighbors. We might not live as close together, but we know them. And family, too, is here. And most of the time we have large families as far as, maybe not children, but cousins and aunts and uncles that we can all draw from. And, of course, our churches, our churches in the county and the surrounding counties have also pulled together with food pantries and different things. And that's been tremendous, all the help that they've given as well.
Every church has to decide exactly how they want to handle their services and what to do. And, of course, there, and we were talking about suggestions or mandates
right.
from North Carolina. One of those is the gathering of 100. And I know last week some churches were being creative and splitting up 50-50 and
exactly.
doing some things like that. So there are other ways to get around that. But
right.
that's and there's a recommendation of 50 or even 10.
Exactly. And the 10, of course, is totally just a suggestion. There's been a lot of talk in the church community of that. Now the great thing about a lot of churches is live stream. There's a lot of people that are Facebook live streaming and also have, for instance, at our church, we have a live stream. We live stream every service on our website as well as Facebook. And as a matter of fact, a couple of the pastors in the community that I've heard of are actually going to do a drive-in service where you can stay in your cars and the pastor will hold the service outside.
Makes me think of Billy Graham in the old days. It started
the Crusades,
and started in the movie theater drive-ins.
Exactly,
you know.
Same exact
yep.
thing. And I think maybe that's where that idea come from. I'm not sure, but that's a good thing. So everything is evolving and understanding what we need to do, and we're just trying to go with that.
What is your biggest concern right now? Maybe complacency?
It is complacency, although it's still, you know, the activity of the emergency in your mind. Hopefully people are not going to panic. But our biggest concern yet is we haven't seen any type of evidence coming to Yancey County of this, although we're planning on the worst. So our fear is, you know, an outbreak taking place and getting bigger than what we can handle. We're trying to stay ahead of the curve. We're trying to stay ready for that. But that's our biggest fear, is it coming. And without it being here, we do tend to get complacent with some of the activities that we do.
One of the things that we were talking about the other day is call 211 instead of 911. I don't know if it's been a problem here, but in a lot of areas, there have been too many casual questions for 911.
Exactly.
And that's for emergency. 911 emergency. 211 is an information North Carolina line where you can get a lot of stuff.
Exactly. And with that being said, I'd like to put out a number that we have for the Yancey County Call Center. The number is 682-1891. Again, it's our Yancey County Call Center. If you have general questions and some things that are non-emergency, non-essential emergency questions, the number again is 682-1891. And there's some people there that would love to help. And if they can't get through, try again. And some of those questions can be rectified versus going through 911. Because I don't think that's been a tremendous blow here, but it has been in a lot of places.
Any more details you have for us?
Well, I'd like to read a couple things real quick on some stuff that we're doing, if you don't mind. The Yancey County COVID-19 response to food needs. That's been the biggest thing that we've tried to keep in control. The Yancey County Government Emergency Management Schools and many additional agencies, especially our nonprofits, are all collaborating to address emergency food needs. And that's for both our children and our seniors. With not being in school, unfortunately, it's a reality. There's a lot of children, Mike, in the Yancey County school system as well as all over the United States, that sometimes the only meals that they have or the only quality meals that they have are the meals that they have at school.
Right.
And the seniors rely on our Meals on Wheels and those type meals. And we want to let everybody know and understand that that is a huge priority. And we're going to make sure that our transit system is still operating for those that need to go to their medical appointments, all that is not going to stop. We are going to continue that because that is a priority. The Meals on Wheels initiative, we're going to continue that because that's a priority. Getting and making sure that the children are fed through the week and even on the weekend, we're going to make sure that that's a priority. Yancey County Schools are developing a system to deliver food to the students 18 and younger.
I hear that's going good.
And it is. All the reports are great, and they're actually using the buses. And I think that began on Wednesday, the 18th. The deliveries will include lunch for the day plus breakfast for the following morning. And if there's any questions to that, they need to get a hold of the school system. Feed a Child with Yancey County is working closely with the schools to deliver non-perishable snacks to assist in identified families over the weekends that they can't get through the week. And Graham's Children, I didn't mention them, but Shell McCall with Graham's Children has been tremendous, and what a blessing and a help that she's been, and how that nonprofit has just pulled together. The community center and the senior center, we've mentioned them and how they're going to stay open and continue the meals and different things. Tow River Health District, coordinating response for potential quarantine communities, just in case that were to happen. So we've got that plan in place. The Reconciliation House, and other community non-profit organizations are continuing to meet those needs of the stuff that we can't do or the school system can't do.
You know, as fast as things have happened, the really good thing is that, unlike some disasters, this has kind of been a slowly developing disaster.
Yeah.
And so it's been a good chance to pull things together.
Right.
And I feel good about it. I feel like it's organized and that things are under control.
And I think so, too. The county government, Lynn and her staff, Jeff Howe with Emergency Management, the town of Burnsville, the school system, we've just pulled things together and they've made it work. That's the great thing about living in Yancey County. And I was thinking of something last night. I was laying in the bed and I was thinking about different things. You know, a lot of this stuff going through your mind, and sometimes it gets pretty heavy. But I thought about an old saying that rings so true, that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're just trying to keep that prevention up to date and ahead of this COVID-19.
You've joined us kind of late talking to County Commission Chair Jeff Whitson. No emergency announcements here. We're just talking about what's been going on, and a thank you to a lot of folks that have been doing a wonderful job pulling together kind of a crazy time. And what are we going to learn when all of this is over with? What are we going to find out?
Well, we definitely have found out that the community is as strong as it ever was. People talk about division in our country. Well, it never ceased to fail. I believe God brings things together sometimes.
Yep.
And we have found out how close that we work together. No politicizing here in the county. It's been absolutely wonderful. Nobody's looked to see any division. We have pulled together, and I think that we're going to learn how strong the community is after this.
And people matter most.
And people are first and matter most, yes.
Yeah. Above business and all of those other
things.
Absolutely. We thought we would never shut down the sports world. We wouldn't shut down a lot of things, but we did because they're not as important as our lives are.
Absolutely.
So wonderful. Jeff Whitson, thanks for talking with me. Come back anytime. Love to have you, and let us know what's going on. Sounds like things are doing great.
Absolutely, Mike, and thank you so much for the opportunity to come. And if we get anything, any updates, we'll call you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.